Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. If you can't listen live, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and listen on demand anytime. If you want to share those links on a computer, your cell phone, if you just press and hold them or click on them with your right mouse, you can actually copy the link and you can text it to people. You can email it to people. You can post it on social media after the show any day after 12 noon. If you're wanting to post a podcast of mine, you're having problems, issues with it, just give me a call and I'll walk you through it. You can share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever. Put it on your social media. Also, you can create an email. You can write an email and say, hey, everybody, you need to check out this half-hour podcast of Trucker Randy's. It was talking about blah, 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 whatever. You can paste the link to the podcast in your email, and you can send it to people. Anytime you're wanting to share a half hour or an hour to podcasts with anybody, and you're having problems doing it, just give me a call. 231-360-5140. Any day, I'll walk you through it, tell you exactly how to do it. Oh, Randy, I'm an old fart. I'm a dinosaur. I don't know how to do all this techie stuff you talk about. Dude, I'm 67. I know how to do it. Not the brightest bulb in the box. If I can do it, you can do it. So definitely give me a call and I'll walk you through it. I want to thank Jan in Livingston County. She heard what I mentioned about the Legal Defense Fund. She texted me legal. Jan, I just sent you the information. For online donations, please share this text message. Please donate and then share this information. Thank you, Randy and Vicki Bishop. Click on this link. I gave you the bit.ly to the Legal Defense Fund for WCHY. Also, checks can be made out to and mailed to Michigan Broadcasters LLC. The P.O. Box is 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. Thanks again, Trucker Randy, and a clickable link to my phone number. Anybody wants to call me, you can give me a call. We'll explain to you what's going on. It's all listed right there on the Legal Defense Fund. Now, one thing that I want you to do, Michelle Woods on Drummond Island, she texted me legal as well. Thank you, Michelle. Greatly appreciate it. One thing that this very interesting development of a candidate. I know this gentleman. I've met him at a couple of different events. After much prayer and consideration, he has an announcement to make. He's excited to launch his campaign for the state Senate. Not going to get into all the details right now. We're going into a break. But this is going to be very, very interesting. Because if this guy gets elected and becomes a state senator, District 31 is going to be different. The Senate chamber is going to be different. Definitely, definitely, definitely going to be very, very interesting. I'll give you all the details right after this break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A second segment of hour number three. Michael Markey Jr., one of the Republican hopefuls for governor back in 2022, was struck down by a signature forgery scandal that spoiled multiple candidate petitions. Him being one of them, Perry Johnson, former police chief James Craig and others down in Brandenburg. Well, he announced yesterday he's going to be running for the state Senate next year in the 2026 election cycle. West Michigan values are under attack. Our schools are failing our children. Small businesses are struggling with burdensome taxes and regulations. Markey said in his press release statement, Markey, a Grand Haven investment advisor, in a social media announcement said, we need leaders in Lansing who don't just understand the issues, but have a plan to fix them. What have I said on this show for the last few years? Under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's failed leadership, Michigan is broken. It needs to be fixed. Markey has a plan to fix some of these issues. The only problem, he's just one of 38 state senators when he gets there. I'm going to reach out to Michael. I'm going to have him on the show. I'm going to kind of walking through my vetting process, have a good conversation with him. But this is what he posted on his Twitter X account. After much prayer and consideration, I'm excited to launch my campaign for state Senate. Every day I meet the hardworking middle-class families from across West Michigan who are concerned about the direction Michigan is headed. As a husband, father, and business owner, I have a unique understanding of the issues facing our community. West Michigan values are under attack. Our schools are failing our children. Our small businesses are struggling with burdensome taxes and regulations. We need leaders in Lansing who don't just understand the issues, but have a plan to fix them. On day one, I will be a champion for West Michigan. I will fight every day to make West Michigan the best place to live, work, start a business, raise a family. I am humbled by the support our campaign is already receiving, and I look forward to hitting the campaign trail and hearing from the voters across the 31st District. I'll tell you one thing. I know this guy. I've talked to him. I've had conversations with him at numerous events. When he was running for governor, honestly, I thought it was way too large an office to run for based on his political experience. I think he's going to make a great state senator. So I'm going to reach out to him. I'm going to send him a message. I want to talk to him, have a conversation with him, vet him on where he's at on issues and these plans to fix these problems, and see if I will end up endorsing him in the race. I don't know who's running for it. I don't know if it's an open seat. I don't know if he's primary challenging an existing incumbent Republican. But whoever it is, I'll find out and let you guys know. One of the things I think that is critically important is that we get good people to run next year. Michael Markey, in my opinion, is one of these type of patriot business owners, family men that we need in Lansing. State Senator, good decision. This I can support. Running for governor, that was just a little bit too big of an apple for you, Michael. I'm glad you've made the decision to run for state Senate. Again, I don't know if it's an open seat. I don't know if he's primary challenging an incumbent, but we're going to have a conversation. So, good information, MERS News Service, and the post on Twitter X. Greatly appreciate the heads up. Now, one of the things that this story basically leads to is how this process is working out. One of the things that this ended up doing was Congress, Hillary Schlotten, Democrat from Grand Rapids. Well, the person that he was trying to beat was a lawyer, Paul Hudson. He defeated Markey in the Republican primary last year, 54-46%. So he's been in the fight. 22, he ran for governor. 24, he was running for Congress. Now 26, he's stepping it back down to state Senate. Hopefully he'll get elected there, and then we'll make a decision where we go in supporting him in the future. If he gets elected state senator, he could serve for 12 years. He's a young guy. Let's see where this goes. Now, one of the things that is very interesting, wait a minute. Here it is. I just found out. Okay, it was buried in the story under an ad. District currently is being represented by Senator Roger Victory of Hudsonville, who is not eligible to seek re-election because of term limits. There you go. There it is right there. So it is an open seat. So with his name recognition, him running for governor, him running for Congress, it's got probably pretty good name recognition in the 31st District. Seriously, I doubt if anybody gets into the race to challenge him. They could, but I think he could win this. This is a winnable seat for you, Michael. Good job. Now, one of the things that we're looking at here, too. Thank you, Jan. She said she just forwarded the information to another. Greatly appreciate that. The bottom line is going to be these candidates, in my opinion, announcing early. The one person that I think would have the ability to win the nomination and then go on to win the seat is Tudor Dixon for the U.S. Senate. If she gets into this race and challenges Mike Rogers, I think she could win. She could win the Republican nomination if Donald Trump endorses her as the candidate in the November election. I think Michigan next year in the 2026 midterm is going to go red. Based on what Donald Trump and his team is doing in Washington, how important our state is to him, Trump will be here. And I think the majority of the public is still going to be supporting his agenda and what he's doing for our country. And I think it will impact our election. I don't think we're going to lose Michigan next year. It's going to be difficult. History is against us. It's going to take a lot of money, a ton of money. But I think we can do it. I think we can pull it off, but it's going to take all of us to be engaged like we were last year, November 2024 election. It's got to be a repeat, people. We are definitely going to have to get out the vote. We are definitely going to have good candidates, raise a ton of money, and get the word out and get the vote out. Because just like Markey said in his announcement, we need to fix the state of Michigan. With the right governor, the right U.S. senator, perhaps gaining seats in the House and taking back the state Senate, getting a new attorney general, a new secretary of state, getting all of these people elected next year, we can turn this around. And short of abortion and the election problems that we have embedded into our state constitution, Proposal 2, Proposal 3 of 2022, everything else that Whitmer and the Democrats did to us in 23-24 legislative session can be undone. Why? They didn't amend our state constitution. All these things, their policies, their agenda, everything they did, folks, was done legislatively. They didn't change their constitution. If it was done by one governor, it can be undone by the next one. I'm sorry, but they wanting us, the Clean Energy Act of 2024, all of our electricity to the grid must be generated by wind turbines and solar panels by 2040. It's not practical. It can't be accomplished, and it has to be repealed. It has to be changed by the next Republican governor. We need to take up President Trump's mandates, get rid of this clean energy mandates, electric vehicle mandates, and get serious about all of the above. Nuclear power, hydrogen power, drill baby drill, frack baby frack, new nuclear power, hydrogen power. We need all of it. If you're going to implement some of the things that he wants to do with AI, with cryptocurrencies, the amount of electricity that we are going to need in this state, this country, we need to reverse all of these mandates that Whitmer and the Democrats have done to our state. And we need to do it electing the right people next year. It's that simple. We elect the right people, we fix this. We can fix this. Our state is not doomed to become California. And I, for one, am not going to sit back and allow it to happen. I'm going to fight with every ounce of my being to make sure that we get good candidates and that they win next year. And am I going to hold them to a vetting process? You bet. Are they going to have to make some major changes to Lansing? Yes, they are. But if you're not willing to man up and to implement these changes, I'm not interested in supporting you. If you can't raise the money, don't talk to me. This is serious politics next year, people. And you can have the best ideas on the planet, but if you can't raise money, get out of the race. This is going to be $10 million at a minimum to win the primary for governor next year. And then probably $40 to $50 million to win the general. I've been told the U.S. Senate, $400 million is going to be spent between all the candidates to win the primary and then to go on to win the general. $400 million. Michigan is in play, people. And we're going to be a part of it. You and I, this little show, this little station, we're going to be a part of it. If we're still here. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest